Welcome to Lesson 2, Envision Training. I'm Colette Barron-Reed, and you're here at the Envision Lab, and I'm very excited to offer you Lesson 2. So, last week, you were introduced to the theories behind the creation of Envision. Hopefully, you watched the interview with Dr. Joe Dispenza and myself, and you now know there's evidence that the fundamental principles and theoretical structure of my process are also rooted in proven neuroscience as well as psychology. You received the list of resources and suggested reading, and although it might take you a year to get through it all, well, there's a lot we're going to be discussing in our bi-monthly calls. Bottom line, Envision works. In Lesson 1, you were also briefed on the relationship between the subconscious mind and the experiences we have that seem to repeat in varying degrees. You were told how coherence between what is automated there in the subconscious and what we see, expect, and therefore choose in the outer world suggests that we create our lives from that place within us. You also learned why Envision targets the subconscious so that we can align with a new coherence of a more empowered experience in the outer world quickly. In Lesson 1, you learned how the unconscious or dreaming mind can dialogue with us about the things we can't quite put a finger on that's actually happening at the layer of the subconscious. You also learned that because of eco-consciousness, your unconscious will effortlessly be able to converse with you via symbols of nature because you exist within the consciousness inherent in nature. You are nature. In Lesson 1, you learned that in the first step in seeing with Envision, you need to practice the subtle experience of shifting from identified self to the observer or higher awareness, the self with a capital S that is neutral and detached. You also started to practice finding your state of mind and then seeing that you inhabit a place that could be reflected back to you as a natural landscape in your mind. Well, now we get into the immersion of experiential learning. Pretty much the only way you're going to understand this is by being both the client and the coach, as well as learning how to do this on yourself for yourself. By now, you should have a study partner assigned to you for the first week. But for the rest of this class, please go to the Facebook group to find other study partners. The most important thing is the more you study with others, the more you're going to learn. So don't just stick with one person. Find people that you'd like to connect with and just ask them, will you practice with me? And I'm sure they're going to say yes. So in Lesson 2, you're going to learn the 15 essential practical steps to work with the first question, where am I? And what each step does to shift yourself when you do it for yourself, and what it does when your client does it. The steps are 1, determine the state of mind. 2, distill to the emotions. 3, describe the place. Step 4, connect to the observer. Step 5, notice details. 6, confirm desire to leave. 7, summon a winged creature. And step 8, observe the details of the rescuer. Step 9, move away from the original place. 10, compare the two experiences. Then 11, measure spatial distance. 12, radically accept all parts. Step 13, make a choice. 14, ground in the experience. And step 15, how to summarize and discuss interpretations. In Lesson 2, we'll also cover the power of bird symbolism in Envision. A list of potential nature symbols and their meanings will be provided also as a resource. There'll be an Envision example and home play exercises to do solo and also with partners.